Carl, the season has come to an end and you must be absolutely delighted with just how it has finished. A 10 season high for yourself, 7th in the league. Just how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, we as a club, we're absolutely delighted with the way, certainly since Christmas has gone. We brought in a lot of new players. Took a little bit of time to gel, a little bit of time to get all the players on the same wavelength, and then a little bit of time to find the last pieces that we needed to tweak and players that we had to bring in. But since Christmas, been on an outstanding run of form. This last 11 games, we've played all the top guys in the league, and we could be forgiven for thinking, you know, our season's over, we can't go up, we can't go down, but the run we've been on would be the likes of Darlington and Stourbridge last minute to make them miss out on the playoffs. And it's been tremendous, you know, and I'm absolutely delighted for all the board, all the fans and all the players, because it's down to all their hard work.
I was going to say, what do you put this down to? Because it's been one of them, I follow the form tables, and for Frickley over the last few months, you know, Frickley have been in the top couple full form over the last few months. And just what do you put it down to? Do you think the players have gelled really quickly? Do you feel it's a case that, you know, this was due? And, you know, just how happy are you to be where you are right now?
Yeah, delighted that we've finished where we are. But, you know, let's not get overexcited. We finished 7th. You know, next season we want to try and kick on and improve on that. So the first note is try and keep all the players here. We've got to make sure we keep our feet on the ground and try and bring in a little bit more quality. But you're right, the form table, we've been right up there, and I think we're currently top of it over the last 10 or 12 games. And as I say, in them 10 or 12 games we've played, most of them has been against the top 10 clubs. So if we can keep everybody together and we can add that little bit more quality and keep doing what we've done, which, you know, there's no secret to success, it's hard work. Everybody sticking to the game plan, everybody pulling together with no superstars. Everybody is as important as each other at that club, and they have run the blood to water. You look at the amount of games I've played, sometimes 4 a week. We haven't got a big squad. I've even had to don my boots for 20 minutes in one of them games when some of the players were stuck in traffic. But it is, it's hard work, it's pulling together, it's a complete team spirit. And it's not just the players and myself, the board, the fans, everybody's in it together at that club, and I'm absolutely delighted for everyone concerned.
I mean, it must be a great feeling to know when you go into that dressing room that that team spirit is pleasant, and it must also make the team talks just that little bit easier.
Yeah, it just feels like I'm repeating myself, just giving reminders, you know, because at the moment it's 100% hard work. You know, that's been a given with us all season, really. No matter what formation we've played, they've stuck to the jobs. They've had to play out of position sometime, but there's been no moaning, no pointing the fingers. Everybody's gave every single ounce of blood, sweat and tears that they've can all season, and, you know, I'm proud of every one of them. They've been a pleasure to manage, and we have been going into games thinking, right, whoever we're playing, we can win today. And, you know, you look at the defensive record, I think we've let something like 4 goals in the last 12 games, and people point at the defence, and, you know, I say, no, it's the team ethic. We defend from the front and we score goals right from the back as well. So the complete unity of the team and the squad and the club, really, has been an absolute pleasure to manage.
Now, just looking at something here, it would have been a fantastic way to finish the season with silverware, and a game was due to take place tomorrow against Shorelane Aquaforce. It has now been postponed because Shorelane Aquaforce have decided they want to concentrate on the playoffs. I mean, just first of all, is that kind of frustrating? Because it would have been a chance to play at Bramall Lane tomorrow, and I bet the lads were looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look, since I've been in charge, we would have been in the last 5 finals, and, you know, we wanted to go out on a crescendo of winning the cup. You know, a big night with all the fans and family there. They've worked the socks off all season, and this is what, you know, were the cherry on top of the cake for the boys. But, you know, all we can do is take care of our business. You know, we've got to the final. I haven't been officially confirmed that what's going on with that game, but if it is off, it will be, after the Lord's made sure, really. But we've just got to stay positive. We've finished 7th in the league. If we've retained the cup, then we've done our side of the bargain. We've won it 14 times, which I believe is a joint record with Sheffield Wednesday. So, again, proud of what we've done, and you know, I can't comment on any other club. I'm just here to do the best for free.
Now, I know you mentioned you wanted to keep your feet on the ground, and I mean, right now, are you in a position where you're already making the phone calls for next season?
Well, we just wanted to finish, as we say, the cup final tomorrow was the crowning glory of the season, really. Wanted to win the cup and do it in style and send everybody where we won last memory and celebration for the season. We've got to sort that out. As I say, I don't know exactly what's going to happen there, but once that takes care of itself, we will straight away be on the phone. We've already been speaking to players about who we want to keep next year, which is all the squad, and if we can get a little bit more depth and a little bit more quality in there, we want to try and kick on, you know, because yes, 7th has been an unbelievable season, but if why can we not quick kick on? You know, the boys in the changing room, very, very young side. They're playing with mature shoulders, head on the shoulders, sorry. And with the work ethic they've got, you know, that's the foundation to really have a great season next season.
I've spoke to you a few times, Carl, and it always seems like you're in a good position. You're always aiming to build on. So I suppose next season right now, would you say the aim is to be fighting for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you can't rest on your laurels, you know. Yes, we've done well, you know, and I give the lads a pat on the back, but straight away we look at how can we improve on this, how can we get better. So if you're standing still, you're going to get caught, so you're moving backwards. We want to constantly improve, constantly make these players better, and, you know, we want them to kick on. You look at the group of players we've had, you know, the likes of Reece Thompson, who kicked on and went to York, and Simon Lennigan, who went to Rotherham. We want to be known as a club that doesn't just rest on its laurels. We want to constantly improve all aspects that we can affect. And yes, 7th has been a magnificent achievement this season, but if we can keep everybody on board and we can improve a little bit, you know, straight away from get-go, we've got to win as many games as we can. And if that means we get in the playoffs, then, you know, we celebrate that come the end of next season. But, you know, no predictions of what we're going to do. It's just one game at a time. Work our socks off, try and play good football and enjoy it, you know, because I want them to go out there with no fear, play with a smile on the face, play in the right way and entertain. And if all that brings us results, then I'm doing my job.
And it must be a great feeling. You've just mentioned a couple of players who have played for the side and then have moved on to league football. That must be a really rewarding feeling to know that you really are making a difference in terms of the players who can go to Frickley and end up in the Football League eventually.
Definitely. I think when you look at the squad we've got, we have to do a shopping from leagues below in the main. We have to bring in young lads. And sometimes you're just finishing the development of young men off as well, really. So it's good to be able to change a few attitudes, trying to install some life values in them, really. And when you see them working the socks off and constantly trying to improve, it's a pleasure. And then when they get the rewards of going on to the next level and playing league football and really kicking on, you know, everyone at Frickley wishes them all the best of luck. And if we can keep doing that with not just them players, with more players in future, then, you know, it's success all round.
Well, Carl, thank you for joining me today, and I hope you enjoy a couple of weeks after a fine finish to the season with Frickley. Thank you for joining me, mate.
No problem. It's been a pleasure, and I'd like to say thank you for everyone that's helped the team and the squad and all the Frickley out through the season. Thanks for all the efforts, and hopefully we can kick on next season. And thanks for your time. Cheers.